vastly share credit. This is, you know, part. I would say we deserve all the credit. We do all the work. A lot of times you delegate something, you complete that project on time. You should get all the credit. But sharing the credit makes you show leadership skill, makes you show team player skill, makes you proactive and build your reputation. And those who are grateful for people who helped you, or when you're grateful for others who helped you, they will feel that need to bring you up as well. So a lot of times, let's say, you know, we went from the special or bad news to, hey, awesome, awesome job, right? Your manager congratulates you. Accept the congratulations, because you do need to recognize yourself. But then if they had any hand in helping you, directing you, guiding you, providing feedback, thank them as well. Say, you know, I couldn't have done it without your support. Just something simple. It doesn't have to be, it's not about kissing up. This is not about making up things when you don't feel it. It is about genuinely recognizing that it takes a village to get something done. You might have done everything, and they're recognizing you for meeting it, but when you're gracious in sharing credit, that is a different reputation. You are now building your reputation to become a better leader, and that's how you get promoted. When the senior exec congratulates you, same thing. Thank them, but say, hey, you know, I couldn't have done it without my manager's support. I really had a lot of teams I worked with. They were awesome, and that's why this was a success for our business. You kind of turn that around, and you, with just a few sentences, you leave that senior exec, wow, this person is thinking about us. It's thinking about the work, not thinking about just getting the limelight. Another thing, because you're leading projects, share credit. Thank, you know, this is a way to self-promote, because not everyone knows about your successful project completion. You can send out a proactive email to share good news about a project that may impact multiple folks. This is a chance to send out an email that copy folks that may or may not be involved and just say, hey, I want to celebrate the fact that our company was able to complete this. Here's all the benefits. Here's, you know, what we've done. And by the way, special thanks to this team, and my, you know, whatever it is. Then you sign your name. What that does for you is you're not actually congratulating yourself, but frankly, you are demonstrating you're the leader, obviously, because you're sending the email. And then everyone who worked with you are very pleased because they're getting recognized in front of some leadership. And then you share that credit and that a vibe that you want other to also get from you, because then maybe in the future when you help them, they might do the same in return. But even if they don't, this shows leadership skills. And leadership skills is one of the fundamental skills to show for promotion. And then the opposite can happen, right? Someone can take credit for your work. What do you do? We don't have a lot of time to go into that, but I will share this article link in the email I sent out with the recording. So you can take a look at that, because that also happens. And what do you do that isn't defensive, that helps you without getting you into a resentful mindset?